Today on Piano Jazz, we're remembering a wonderful stride pianist, Marie Marcus. Marie was a lively woman and an extremely talented player from Boston. She was also a protege of Fats Waller. She carried on the stride style that he made so popular. Sadly, we lost Marie in 2003, but I had the opportunity to sit down with her in 1983.
Marie, it's great to have you here.
Oh, I'm so happy
Marie
to be.
Marcus.
I've looked forward to this, Marion, for a long, long time.
Thank you. Or should I say Marie Marcus, the way you say it? I love that.
Boston-style Marcus.
Yes, I just love the accent. Well, how did you start playing? I mean, you're from Boston, or you're from the Cape, aren't you?
Yes. Well, no, not from the Cape. I'm from Boston.
From Boston.
I was born in Boston. I had a classical background. I took about 4 years of very heavy classics. I had a wonderful teacher, and she taught me all she knew. And then the conservatory, I started to take some individual courses there, New England Conservatory, and they wanted me to be a virtuoso and go on a concert tours and make a real heavy classical concert pianist out of me. I gave a solo concert in Jordan Hall when I was 13 years old. But my mother and father were into popular, the big band era, and they wanted me to play things like the 12th Street Rag, you know, and the popular stuff.
Oh, that's interesting that they wanted you to play, though.
No,
they
did.
Didn't discourage you.
No, not at all. This is what they said. This is what we're giving you lessons for. We want you to get into the popular music.
Oh, isn't that something? Yeah. My parents almost died when I did that. They didn't want that at all.
Well, generally, that's the way it is. My parents were very young and very with it, and they were great ballroom dancers, and we used to have a lot of parties around the house with a lot of talent, so I was exposed to quite a bit of it.
And they let this young, pretty girl go to New York and start playing on 49th Street, wherever you said.
Yeah, 49th Street. There was a place called Keene's Chop House, I think it was called.
Well, tell me about your remark about Fats, that he started your career. Now, what was that?
Well, I was working in New York for a very well-known character in 49th Street and 8th Avenue, Dutch Schultz.
Oh, goodness, that's a name even a limey like me has heard of.
Well, we used to, after hours, if they'd let me, I was pretty young, so they used to kind of protect me a little bit. And
You mean the people like Dutch Schultz?
Mm-hmm, the powers that be.
The powers that be?
The word was out not to go near Marie.
Oh.
I was a very young little Irishman at the time by the name of Marie Doherty, you know. So
That's as Irish as you can get.
Oh, yeah. We used to go up to an all-night place in Harlem. Called Tilly's Kitchen. They used to serve fried chicken and hot biscuits, and a boy was playing piano there by the name of Bob Howard. He played a lot like Fats. He was a friend of Fats's. And Fats came in one night to see him, and Bob got me up to play, and I was very green. I was scared to death. I said, gee, I didn't want to play in front of him, but he did. He made me play. So Fats turned around, and he said, gee, a white guy, you sure got the feeling. You know, he saw some potential there, I guess. So I had asked him if he could recommend a good jazz instructor that I wanted to further my education, and he said, how about me? And I didn't really believe him, but I gave him my phone number. He said, I tell you what, because he was a big star there. He said, when I'm in town, I'll call you. We'll go up the Brill Building, get two pianos, and we'll work out. And I'll show you what to do. And I said, sure, don't call me, I'll call you. I thought that would be the end. But every time he got back in town, he called me, and I'd come up and work out for 2 or 3 hours with him. And I began to, some of his style began to rub off, and he began to tell me, keep the beat going, don't play too many notes, but every note you play, tell a story with it. And this is the way it went.
What's some of the things that he showed you? I mean, did he actually sit down and say, like, don't do this, do this, or anything like that?
Well, we'd be playing a tune like, say, Ain't Misbehavin' or Honeysuckle Rose or one of those things.
Yeah.
And he was teaching me how to get the stride piano going. This is what he primarily introduced me to, a lot of stride piano.
Yeah.
And got me into, he told me to do a little exercise at home. I'll never forget it. And
what kind of an exercise?
Well, giving me the tenth of the chord, and
yeah,
then a position of the chord,
yeah,
and then the fifth of the chord, and the and the position of the chord. And he's told me to do it in every key, see? All the way up the keyboard. And he said, keep doing it, working it out at home, and then keep doing it faster and faster so your hands are used to moving around, and that'll make it easier when you're playing stride piano.
I never met Fats Waller myself, but I always heard he was a wonderful man. You know, Jimmy talks about how great he was, but to do something like that is really terrific. Let's try something together.
All right.
Pick one.
One of my favorites. And I know Jimmy must have played this many, many times, many years through the years. Do you know what it means to Miss New Orleans? You like that tune?
You know, I love that tune. And I also want to mention the guy that wrote it, Louis Alter. He's one of those guys, it's sort of like Alec Wilder. They say, who is Alec Wilder? And then you say, well, he wrote I'll Be Around. And then they say, oh, yeah. And it's the same with Lou Alter. You say, who is Louis Alter? Well, he wrote A Manhattan Serenade, and he wrote My Kind of Love, and he wrote You Know What It Means to Miss New Orleans. And say, oh, yeah.
He wrote some beautiful tunes.
I know, and he was never really recognized.
And I wasn't aware that he was the same writer of these tunes that you mentioned. So it surprised me, too, when you told me
Well,
that.
I wish he was here to hear us. All right, here we go. I was just thinking about Fats and giving you lessons, and I remembered something. Did you ever know Joe Mooney?
Oh, did I know him?
Wasn't he a beautiful guy?
What a wonderful, wonderful man, and what talent.
Well, he said Fats gave him lessons on the organ, but he said this is what Fats would do, that Joe would come in town and play for Fats, and he would sit and listen. And every so often, he would stop Joe and say, I wouldn't do that if I was you. And that's all he ever said.
That's the way he was. And he
said,
believed
I wouldn't
in
do that if
things.
I was you.
It's very simple. But putting an awful lot of feeling into it.
Yeah, but that gave Joe the clue. Like, he would figure out what it was that he was doing that Fats didn't like and not do it. You know, he just had to figure it out for himself, though, because that's all Fats would ever say to him. I wouldn't do that if I was you.
That sounds just like...
Yeah, did he ever say that to you?
Oh, yeah, many, many times. And he'd say, once in a while, he'd say, you don't have to be a virtuoso, you know. Don't have to be all over the keyboard. Don't get too busy.
It's funny, that's like Duke said to me once, oh, you play so many notes. And he said it in a complimentary voice, but with a little humor to it. And I thought, gee, he's telling me something, you know. What he's really saying is, don't play so many. At least that's what I interpreted it as. You were telling me before about a friend of yours who wrote an original that you kind of like. Tell me about
him. It's a very pretty blues. The composer of this is Ted Kasher. From Boston, the Boston area, and he has a progressive band, a very good band down in Boston parts. But he was with his wife in Savannah. He was walking down the avenue, I guess, and he got this dream to play this song, and he called it Walking in Savannah. And his band plays it, and it sounds great, and I love the tune. So he thought that I had the feel for it to play it, so...
I bet
you do.
I play
it all the time. So if you'd like to hear it, of course.
I'd love to hear it. We all would.
Mm-hmm.
hear the full Piano Jazz broadcast, tune in next week to your NPR station. Log on to pianojazz.org to find a station in your area. Piano Jazz is a production of South Carolina ETV and radio. Support for Piano Jazz comes from the National Endowment for the Arts, Save America's Treasures, a partnership between the National Endowment for the Arts and the National Parks Service, Department of the Interior, the Friends of Piano Jazz, and NPR.